folks.
Uh-huh.
That's his name for that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if he's going to use the entrails, we call that chitlings.
I see.
I never did eat but a few. I've tried. I've eaten a few chitlings in my time. I've eaten some and eat pretty good. And tried to eat some others that I just couldn't go because they hadn't been cared for like they should be.
Yeah. Okay. Now, how do you call a cow to get
them
to come out of the pasture?
Well, different people have different ways. Most people always call the cow by saying, Sook.
Go ahead and do it.
Sook, Sook, Sook.
Uh-huh.
In a higher tone of voice.
Yeah.
I never did understand what that was all about, but anyway, that got the cow in it. She come in for that.
Yeah. What would you say to a cow to make her stand still so you can milk her?
Saw Jersey, something like that. Most cows had a name, you know.
Yeah.
One of them called one, maybe one lady said, call her cow Bess.
Uh-huh.
The other might say Jersey, or she might say Minnie, or any kind of a name. That's like naming a cat or a dog, you know.
Yeah.
And they'd always say, Saw. If she kept moving her feet around.
Yeah.
That's the word for that cow. In the case of that cow, to keep her feet still and be still while
yeah.
she's being milked.
Okay, how do you call a calf?
Well, practically I'm saying the same deal applied to the calf too. That's soup business.
Uh-huh. Okay, what would you say to a mule or horse to make them turn left and right?
Yeah, to the right. Hoes to the left.
What was to the right?
Yeah, G or hey. Most people said G from to go to the right.
Yeah.
And haul to go to the left.
I see. Okay, what would you say to a horse to get him going? You tell him to
get up.
Okay. This would be the same thing if he was standing there and you wanted to start or if he was already moving and you wanted to go faster.
Well, if you want him to go faster, well, the general thing, you always touch him with a whip or something like that to pick him up that
yeah.
way. Get him to go a little faster.
Okay.
Well, come on, let's go, something like that. Just
yeah.
any kind of a...
Yeah.
Some people had one idea and some had another, you know, what he said to Steve.
Yeah. Okay, what would you say to stop him?
Whoa.
Okay, and to make him back up into a buggy?
Back up.
Okay.
Ask him to back up.
Okay.
Put up all your lines, you know.
Yeah.
That's to the back of.
Okay. Your lines are what you hold when you're plowing or driving.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about when you're riding on horseback?
Well, that's on a bridle. That's called reins.
Uh huh. And what are your feet in? What do you call that?
What are your feet?
What your feet are
put in. What you put your feet in riding?
Uh huh.
That's a stirrup.
Okay. And how do you call hogs?
Well, hogs call on the same principle as a cow, a calling cow, as you might say.
Mm-hmm.
You make a kind of a rolling voice, you know, high pitch, you see mm-hmm. these hogs are coming in.
How do you say it?
Oh, oh, oh,
uh-huh.
something like that, only in high.
Okay. And how do you call sheep?
Well, what mustn't you call a sheep? You can talk to sheep, but they ain't come to you when they's in sight. And that much we're calling the sheep. I never had known. I've never had too much experience with sheep. But
yeah.
as I said, any time you get in sight of a herd of sheep and begin to talk to them,
yeah.
well, they'll come to you. They come around. They're naturally a gentle animal anyway, you know.
Yeah. Okay, how do you call chickens?
Most of housewives always holler, chick, 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 chick.
Okay. And if you wanted to get your horses ready to go somewhere, you'd say, I want to.
Saddle up my horse, put my saddle on the horse, saddle up the horse, or harness up the horse or something.
Okay. And,